This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, good day. We have a new Pope. And what we're going to do is what is different than any other news program. We're going to pray for him because he has a mighty vocation and he needs the prayer of God's people. Prayer moves mountains. This is a man who probably never ever thought he'd become the visible head of the Catholic Church. We need to pray for him, and that's what we're going to do in this broadcast. And for our wonderful new Pope, come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, thou Father of the poor. Come, thou source of all our store. Come within our bosoms shine. Thou of comforters the best. Thou the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet. On our coolness draw thy heat. Bring the steps that go astray on the faithful who adore you and confess you evermore. Give us those sevenfold gifts. Give us virtue, sure reward. Give us your salvation, Lord. Give us joy that never ends. Amen. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Wonderful Holy Spirit, come. You chose this man to be the visible head of the Catholic Church, the visible head of the church that outnumbers every other church. It is the fullness of the faith. Oh, yes, I could be nothing but a Catholic. It is the fullness of the faith. Oh, we've got a lot of problems, but I know, I remember when I was a child, I worked at the Salesian Oratory. I wasn't being paid much, and you know, the priests were lovely, but you could see that they weren't totally committed, some of them. And you know what? That didn't bother me, because I knew to be totally committed was to be a Christian priest. And that's what I saw. To be totally committed to Jesus Christ and his church and his people and the people that are lost. To be totally committed. Oh, we pray for this Pope, this wonderful new man from the United States of America. We pray the power of the Holy Spirit be upon him. We pray that the gift of Pentecost be his everyday proclamation. We pray that the mother of our Savior, Mary most holy, would constantly be praying for this man. Oh, I covet the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I would not be where I am, were it not for the Blessed Virgin Mary. That's true. I don't often say it, but it's true. When I had epilepsy, I called on the name of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, yes, I was healed of epilepsy through the intercession of the Mother of God. Oh, Holy Mother of God, pray for our new Pope. Oh, Holy Mother of God, hold him close to your heart that was pierced with the sword, even as Simeon prophesied that your heart will be pierced with the sword of sorrow. Oh, wonderful Jesus, manifest your power in this new Holy Father. Manifest your power in his weakness. For we know, God, you choose the weak and make them strong. Oh, yes, you do not choose the strong. You choose the weak and make them strong. We give you this man who is only a man and pray for divine power in his life. Pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit as in Pentecost in his ministry. We pray that you would give him a heart that absorbs the broken, the needy, the poor, the destitute, the pagan. Oh, yes, give him the heart of Jesus, the heart that was given to us on Calvary, the heart that was struck with the sword and blood and water came out, the heart that ever pleads for us and for the church in the presence of the Father. Oh, God, let the heart of your Son beat with love for this man of God. Let the heart of your Son cry out peace, power, blessings for the man of God who was now our Holy Father. Oh, I remember John Paul II. I remember the saint. He was a saint. And I tell you, when he blessed people, people were immediately healed. A saint, I knew it. I knew he was more than a pope. He was a sainted pope. And his blessing brought healing. I saw it to the children that he touched, to the people that he touched. He had that gift of healing. You want to know why? Because his heart was sold out to Jesus. He lived in a communist country and yet was faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. Oh, yes, he lived in the underground church so that he wouldn't be found out by the communists. Oh, yes, we now call him sainted by the grace of the living God. Today, we lift up our new Holy Father. We pray that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John would be in heaven interceding for him, that he would proclaim the gospel without any exception, without any fear, that he would proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the world one at a time. Oh, yes, we need a man of God. Oh, yes, we need a man of God to lead us to Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we need a man of God who is weak like the rest of us. But in our weakness, we're most strong. Oh, God, anoint this man of God. Anoint him with the charism of the Holy Spirit. Not only the spirit that he received at ordination and as pope, but give him the charism of the Holy Spirit, that he would know things that only God knows, that he would see things that only God sees, that he would hear things that only God hears. Raise him up for us, because he is our shepherd. Raise him up for us, so that he would be bold in a world that does not know Jesus Christ. Raise him up, and raise him up good. We thank you for the choice of the Holy Spirit, of this man, to bring us into the salvation of the crucified, risen Lord. We thank you for him. Oh God, renew his faith, the faith that he had when he was a little child. Renew his faith, the faith of a child and the faith that moves mountains. do for him what only you can do for him. Oh, we pray for him, but only the Master, only the Good Shepherd, only the King of Kings can do for him what the church needs. You see, it's not for him alone. It's what the church needs. And I tell you, we are needy and poor. We need a man who will lead us to the crucified, risen Lord. We need a man who would tell us of the power of Pentecost for every Christian. We need a man that cares for the weak, the poor, the broken, and the destitute. We need a man that will proclaim Jesus Christ when he's up and when he's down. I ask you that you would give him people that would pray for him, pray for him, pray for him on their knees, that you would give people the unction of praying for this man of God. Oh, I tell you, it is not so much an honor, it is a cross. It is the cross of Jesus Christ laid upon his back. And may he bear that cross bravely. And may he bear that cross wonderfully. And may he brave that cross totally as he proclaims the crucified Jesus Christ. St. Paul said, when I came to you, Corinthian people, I came not knowing anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified. I tell you, let the new Holy Father know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. May he proclaim the word of God, that pagans would be turned to Jesus Christ, that Catholics who are Catholics in name only would be converted by the message of salvation. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch the world through this man. Touch the world through this man. Touch the world through this man. One at a time. I pray that you give him confidence. Confidence. You know what that means? With faith. With faith. Confidence to do the vocation that he was chosen to do from the foundation of the world. He's only a man, and he needs the help of his people. We pray for him at every Mass. We need to pray for him that he would conduct his ministry to the whole world, that people would come to know Jesus Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead.
We pray, Lord, today that the spirit of wisdom and revelation just falls upon our new Pope. That as the Good Shepherd, we are good sheep. And we do not sit in criticism and think we are smarter or holier or no better than the Pope. But we pray for him. We lift him up high. Father, we pray that you pour out your power upon our Pope. Jesus, pour out your wisdom in his mind. Holy Spirit, pour out your love into his heart. Let him be infused into God's divine will. Let him know the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom. Let when he speaks, Holy Spirit, the power of God, that same power that was in Jesus Christ, be released, that his voice and his message may change the world as he is the head of the church upon this earth, that the whole world is looking upon this man for guidance. Father, what did you say about Billy Graham? How much you loved him?
Oh, I love Billy Graham. I've listened to him. My father listened to him. And when my father listened to him, he said, I gave my life to Jesus through Billy Graham's ministry. I tell you, Billy Graham is a saint in heaven, I'm sure. But I'm going to tell you, the Holy Father has the whole world in his heart. Not only the people that he came from in the United States, but the whole world in his heart. And he is called to minister to the whole world, Catholic, Protestant, atheist, anybody and everybody. We need to know. He is the vicar of Jesus Christ. He is Peter in our midst. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. O thou art Peter, and upon this rock, on the rock of Peter, and the rock of his confession, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And I say to you, thou art Peter the rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I tell you, those gates have tried for 2,000 years to prevail against the church, but you must know this, they will never prevail, because we have an advocate in heaven, Jesus Christ the just, Jesus Christ the risen Lord, Jesus Christ the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the one who became a human being in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, brought forth in Bethlehem, raised in the northern part of Israel. Now, God wants to do wonders to this man. I'm grateful he's only 69. He's got a lot of energy, but we need to keep praying for him. Praying for him for the sake of the church. You know what? So many people have left the church. So many people have left the church that Christ founded. I'm not telling you it's all their fault. I'm not saying that. We need to know that God wants to call them back into the fullness of faith. The fullness of faith. Oh, I love Billy Graham. I love Sister Ruth, my friend. I love all these wonderful ministers of God. But Jesus said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I have been so blessed by non-Catholic ministers. I have been so blessed by people like Sister Ruth Heflin, Catherine Kuhlman, all these wonderful people who were sold out to Jesus. But I also know that Christ called me to be in his one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I've learned from all these people. I've been blessed by all these people. But I belong by grace to the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And that's not something that it makes me feel better. That makes me know I am more responsible than any other person that is not Catholic. I am more responsible because Jesus said, to whom much is given, much is expected. I know this to be true. I believe it to be true. And I continue to proclaim with Anthony the truth of the crucified, risen Jesus. Oh, that is the Savior of the world. He is the one that converts hearts, not the Pope, not Father Tom, not Anthony. Oh, it is Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit that converts hearts. I pray that Jesus would use the mouth of this Holy Father, that men, women, and children would come to know experientially the power of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, the love of Jesus. I pray he be the Pope of the world, proclaiming Jesus one at a time to the whole world. I pray that his ministry would be long and be filled with the Pentecostal power. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come within our bosom shine. Thou of comfort is the best. Thou the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet. Grateful coolness in the heat. Solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of thine, and our innermost being fill. Where thou art not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour thy dew. Wash the stains of guilt away in the blood of Jesus. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen, warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. All those people whose steps have gone astray. Oh God, call them back to yourself, the Lord Jesus Christ. Those people that have gone astray, call them back and continue to call them like the hound of heaven until they respond, I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Father in heaven. God have mercy on the church. God have mercy on the new Pope. God have mercy upon Anthony and me. And God have mercy upon you. We are indebted to the mercy of God. Without that mercy, we have zilch. We have nothing. We have nothing. We have zero. The mercy of God. And you know what? It is for you. If you don't believe me, look at a crucifix. Look at a crucifix and see the Savior of the world suffering and bleeding for you. For you. And if you were the only one, he would have done it for you. Oh, you are precious in the sight of God. Today, we have a new Pope. But I want you to know, are you a new creation? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Are you, what they say, born again? St. Paul says it a different way. A new creation in Christ. Are you? Or are you just a pew potato that goes to church? You sit in a pew, and it, as a matter of fact, it's the same pew you've been doing for 50 years, and nothing's happened in your life. You leave the church the same way you came into the church. That's not God's will. It's God's will to change you by love, not by hate, by love, not by suffering, by love. He bled for you. By love, he called you to himself. So pray with me now. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. Yes. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, come and dwell within my broken heart. Come and dwell within my broken heart.
Come on in.
Forgive my sins.
Yes, Lord.
Forgive my sins by the blood that you shed at Calvary. Forgive every sin and give me the grace to go to confession. Oh, God, prepare my heart to receive Jesus as Eucharist. Prepare my heart to receive the King of Heaven as Eucharist. Oh, it is not just a matter of fact. It is heaven on earth. The Holy Eucharist, the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in the form of bread. It is heaven on earth. I pray that you be so hungry, if you're not Catholic, that you be so hungry to want to receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to Catholics who have been receiving since it was 7 years old, I pray that God would give us a thirst and a hunger to receive the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Master Jesus Christ. Me too. I need that. I celebrate Mass every day. I must never take it for granted. It is Calvary. It is the empty tomb. It is Jesus Christ raised from the dead. And may his name be praised. And may the new Pope be in, with, and through Christ Jesus until he takes his last breath. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.